Cutting the loose was always the big hernia. 5 crustacean manholes and an ocean view semaphore. Severing yourself at the canticles was the angle grinder's delight. Guidelines and trophy wives scrapping for a slice of spine. Upmarket seashells splitting effigies of you, spraying mantis, spilling multiple eulogies in reverse. Downtown, cranes shrapnel our deep dream limelight, tethered to the countenance of primordial withers. Hindenburg in the Baudelaire was just a serving suggestion. The dust of syphilitic kings sulfuring the contradictory. Negativity these days means how to deflect light. Gulliver's Travels, ghostwritten by miniature Don DeLillo's sepia for distillation of several small children into Norfolk grog. I want to swim upstream like a death wish through permafrost to Canada. Relocation means taking it offshore, so we flush out the interior and reroute the Pacific. Seared to the pig iron of a new beginning, we become posterity, pop their eyes out on stalks. In the tunnels of the granite bedroom, I wrestle and tug. What was I thinking? Misreadings underwritten by fantasy gambling, the stochastic improbability of this whole thing being true. Of an evening, I thrash out responses to the electric field, parry the overdetermined placenta of hair, miasma, sweat. In the absence of fixed references, you avoid me and I prefer it. Too much proximity fills my holes with lungs. I dissolve to be scuppered in the inevitable playlist, half-lunged in the backflip of the ocean suite pedestal. At reception, the welder's pen hustles while I swing, huddled in the roof space of countries old and lost. Down below, henchmen fiddle with the drain, swearing like nuns. The new guy severs a number of feelers, wonders, what fresh apothecary will bleed this mother's tongue? An old hand floats to the surface, joins us at last in the reappearance of our long-lost juvenilia. The number of relationships formed on the basis of a single misinterpretation is how the apical resorption of the skeleton explains a decrease of the kite in Celts. When the hacktivists come, we'll scrub our hands with lemon, warm water, blood, greyhound ourselves senseless on a dirge bound for Balaban, where the complete replacement of your breeding teeth will make love to the hygienic cruelty of my titles, feedback, loops. In the hinterland, we'll build an art gallery that truly shreds, draft, a tell-all sign for the soothsayer's window. In open-source aspidistra sands, we'll feel nervous about the past and nostalgic for the future, skywrite the word jukebox in bits of broken. In the cubby of a keyhole winter, we'll say the right words are hanging from the trees, each one a fruit of historical strangeness. In September, we will cut down their bodies, wind their salutations into sheets. It's a bit of a clown. This one's a lot more upbeat. It's about forgetting about love and getting on with life. It's called For Love Alone after the Christine Steve novel. Never fall in love with the being of the other. Essence is off limits. Stay focused on what's right. The hair, the eyes, keep it ethical. Grab it in the midst, slow the sacred little bit. Be admiring and respectful of your lover's men and talents. Don't overwhelm or emphasize the things I can't control. Furthermore, be aware that to love without reason means you're probably a man. Women want a handle on the two of the situation. I'm here, aren't I? Is the mating call of the Tearsall's rambunctious silence. Please do not disappear into the absolute of passion. Fusing yourself to another marks you as a being for death. Freed in theory by the potion of a fictional entity, you'll be subjected to a series of constantly shifting plot points, the manipulation of disappearing letters. Did you ever have a name? It's lost, or at least terminally unstable. Always an uncle plotting against you, even as he sizzles in the tar pit of betrayal. Something about the reality of a father once removed correlates your lust. Depending on whether you write poetry or prose, you'll be poisoned through with pierced luck and called upon to decipher yet more ambiguous instructions. white sails, black sails, honeysuckle and hazel, either way you will die, targeted by the crumbling hands that love too much, the branches of your two lives hopelessly espaliered in mid-air. At best, you'll be bored and yearn to move on. At worst, you write operas that align the internal organs of a genocidal despot with the ablative tendencies of the 20th century. As retribution, you'll cover yourself all over with a palliative black flag. Try for a new kind of love, one that requires the removal of certain instruments, abnormal growths, harmful substances such as those that have come to define you. Don't even think about what this will mean for the species. You were designed to reflect. Evil in its absence will arise. For now, here comes the lack of a universe. The double of your senses comported by a weathering contingence. Don't give in. Aim for a love as strong as death, a life as weak as light. Failing that, undergo analysis at the hands of the gold bikini. Resurrect your liver as a superstructural stand-in for a petticoat that never took. Knowledge contuses the caveated heart, shrapnels the air-conditioned spine. You'll always never know you were in love. Female masochism is a male fantasy, but if it was good enough for the mystics, prize scales from leprous gums, drink hot secretions from human skulls. Assert in an article the categories of poetry and the feminine have historically been. Don't spit on Hegel. Eat as many biscuits as they want. Wandering the night with a bag full of falling. Elsewhere, be abandoned, left immobile in the dark. Reconstruct yourself as the indefinite article of an unanticipated need for tissue.